Bueno, bueno, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Bueno, bueno. Okay.
Mark, count, will you? Count, 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Bueno, bueno. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
All right. Venustiano fue a traer la guitarra para echar unas dos canciones ahí si despertamos. Ben went, oh, here he comes with the guitar. Maybe we can, you know, get a little spirit. But before we do that, we've been, you know, going around and around and around, and we're very, some of you are very close to the key, playing the key, but, you know, we know it so well that we tend to forget it. Like, you know, I was saying Saturday at the meeting that we make so many sacrifices that we tend to not even pay attention, to not even appreciate sacrificing the people doing the strike, because it's, you know, we know it so well, we're so familiar with it. Well, we're so familiar with the key that all of you will agree with me when I tell you what the key is, but I think before we can really start hammering out some kind of program, we've got to find what the key is. Antes de que comencemos a la discusión, vamos a hacer unas canciones para alegrarnos y luego vamos a hablar de qué es la llave. Y hemos hablado toda la tarde. Toda la tarde hemos hablado del programa, pero no le hemos pegado al clave. Todos sabemos lo que es y estamos tan familiarizados con qué es la llave, cuál es el clave del asunto, que porque estamos tan familiarizados con lo que viene siendo el mero centro de lo que estamos haciendo, de que pretendemos muchas veces se nos olvida, no le damos a la atención debida. Y mientras no consideremos esta la llave, no podemos hablar de nada, no podemos hacer el plan, no podemos discutir nada. So, if it's all right with you, I was thinking that it's so important that maybe we should have a prize for the person who it's just one word, for the person that finds out, and all of you know, but it's just, you know, so we can start focusing, somebody's got to say it. And the prize I thought would be like, whomever, huh?
Vacation on the boycott.
Yeah, a vacation, a vacation from any extra duties here, at the, you know, like you don't have to work in the kitchen, wash dishes or do anything, you'll be served your food at the table.
That's not fair.
I mean, you'll be,
is that a punishment?
You'll be number one. Okay, estaba pensando que es tan importante esto que debemos dar un premio, y el premio debería ser que aquella persona quien saque la palabra llave, debemos de darle excusa de que no tiene que lavar platos ni servir ni nada. A lo contrario, le sirvemos en la silla. Si quiere almuerzo, le vamos a la cama. Breakfast in bed. All right. Let's sing some songs con ánimo, and then we'll go back. Is that all right? You want to play the game?
Yeah.
Well, they'll just go ahead and I'll ask each and every one of you for one word. And then after, you know, I'm sure that before we get to the fifth person, you're going to come up with the answer. If you don't, see, once you do that, then I'm going to ask you to come and show you very dramatically how it's been done, what's happened. And you look through these things because this is what's happening in the boycott. Okay, shall we sing? Nos paramos a cantar unas canciones, unas dos cancioncitas, con ánimo. ¿A cuál quieren? Hazlo con ánimo.
Claro que lo sabemos todos.
Huelga, 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 huelga.
Yeah.
no le pagas a hacer.
Colores.
Piece of it back in New Jersey. I hope maybe I can learn something while I'm here, but I appreciate being, having the opportunity to be here, and I'm going to listen.
Dice que le da mucho gusto estar con ustedes y va a estar con, muy pendiente de tener el oído abierto para aprender mucho de ustedes y que está agradecido estar aquí.
All right. ¿Estamos listos, eh? Ready to go? Yes, sir.
I think we should proclaim this the year of the Thunderbird.
The year of the Thunderbird, a proclamation.
Oh, right.
Those in favor by acclamation say aye. We now order that the American Eagle be taken off of the presidential emblem, and we have a carry around the Thunderbird for 4 years. Or 1 year?
Well, make it four.
Four.
Now, you might be some of
the... We're going to start with the... Vamos a empezar a cuál es la keyword, eh? Okay. Roy.
Lo haré en los raspados.
Okay, welcome back to you.
Profit.
Huh?
Profit.
Profit.
Pass.
Pass.
No, it's a pass.
Consumers.
Oh, that's right, you know.
Yes, please.
To eat again. Birth control or people, but I'm taking people. See, there were three winners.
Two. Joe Reed said people.
Joe, that's
right. Pazlan said people.
Pueblo. How about Pueblo?
No, I don't mind. Pueblo would have been. Yeah, there was one. ¿Quién dijo Pueblo por allá? ¿Tú dices Pueblo? Ah, okay. And then Roy said birth control or people, but I'm going to take people.
Juan said customers.
Well, what women? But there may not be customers in some cases. But see, the whole idea of the discussion this morning or this afternoon was to get down to, you know, where do you start? And so you start with people. Whatever you do, you have to go to people. And we know so well that I'm sure that you thought of it, but you know, that didn't really, you were all around it. We talked about organizing, about consumers, about public, about all these things, but didn't really zero down on what's important, and that's the people. And so three people said it. It was Naomi, Joe Reeves, and Brother Catalan.
What's Catalan here?
What time do we get breakfast?
Stand up. Come up front. Come up front. Come up front. Uh, Roy. I wonder how many of them were thinking of People's Bar when they said People.
Speech,
Dr. Iván. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And maybe we should elect them to the board of los científicos. No. But, so we're going to start with the most important thing we have to deal with is people. And I think if we start from there, we may find a plan. Not always, but in most cases. Yeah. So we have one winner. Well, I don't know how we're going to decide it. Well, they're all, I think they all should get the prize. No? Okay.
I think the prettiest ones to get it.
Because in order to carry out a boycott,
ladies first.
In order to carry out a boycott effectively, you don't want the product to be bought. You have to get down to the people. The people are buying the product. Yeah, you're
little bit
successful. And then another thing that gave me a clue was that this year is the first year where that union has really used the boycott in the true sense. You know, and you just put one and one together and figure out, you know, you have to get to the people. It's simple.
Why didn't you say people?
I
said people because
they
got it written all over and they signed
the head up
this morning.
I was trying to get it out of there, but it worked. So, Jane, I represent the. What did you say people?
People, they are going to wake up or kick it off.
Can't hear you, Dr. Lal, talk louder.
He don't speak too loud to him because he is the champion right now. So, he has brain immunity. No.
What is that, Tacliban? To you.
Tell us.
Say German, Mao.
One reason I said people, because people's our means of communication. Without people, we can't go nowhere. Because if we don't have people to help us,
in fact, they're the only ones that eat grapes, it seems to me. Yeah, but they don't buy them, you know. They don't have a choice whether they're going to eat them or not. Somebody else makes a choice for them. Okay. So, you have a name? Down? Right. You shall be excused from all extra. Yeah. And
Emmanuel will serve you breakfast instead.
Emmanuel.
It's with the people that was working in the vineyards.
I'm going to strike against rich people, and the people is the one that we are going to contact to win this boycott, and everything in this, I'm going to say, it has to do with people. Everywhere we go, you got to talk to people.
Right.
You can't get away from this. How important people have been in the boycott, even though, well, for instance, I'll have Jim tell you about the, as we said in the layman's, we analyzed the reports coming in and so forth. Really, what has gotten the boycott to where it is, I mean, the effectiveness of the boycott, why it's happening as we see it, and I think you'll agree with us. And then also, in large part also, it's the publicity that we get, which we get, you know, just a hell of a lot of it, you know, comes because of people. The growers, you know, have been going all over the country trying to find out which is the public relations firm that's working for us. They had made up their minds 2-3 months ago that we must have at least the top five Madison Avenue firms working for us because of all the publicity. See, they don't understand that people, just a lot of people who can generate things. We have CBS over here, and he's here because of people. Are you here because of people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Todo lo que se ha estado diciendo ahorita es la importancia de la gente en nuestro boicoteo. Las personas que dijeron gente, como la palabra que escogieron, es porque la gente, por ejemplo, la gente rica es la que estamos peleando, y al mismo tiempo la gente pobre y otra gente que nos considera nuestra condición, etc., nos está ayudando también, pues la palabra siempre es la gente. Dijo César que los rancheros han estado buscando que por qué estamos cerrando tanta publicidad en todo esto, que probablemente tenemos, ellos creen que tenemos como 4 o 5 de las compañías más grandes para hacer publicidad, que se especializan en dar publicidad, pero dice que no se dan cuenta los rancheros que es por la gente que nos quiere apoyar y que entienden la causa, y ahorita Jim nos va a decir un poquito más de eso.
Wow.
Shut up,
man.
You
wouldn't have guessed it. I already knew what it was. I think the people that turn other people on are free people. If you really analyze it, the reason that, well, Look at the people that have caused all the hell all over the United States over the boycott. It's not the people of California, not the farm workers of California. It's not the farm workers of the San Joaquin Valley. It's not even grape pickers, but it's a very small minority of a very small minority. So it seems that you really have to analyze why a very small group of people can raise all this hell all over the United States and bring this kind of pressure to bear on a fantastically big industry. And I don't think it's because we're particularly smart. And I don't think it's because we're particularly skillful in our handling of public relations and things like that, but it's really because people who go on strike and people who give up a lot of things and people who suffer and people who are willing to commit, as Caesar was saying the other day at the meeting, willing to give up the paycheck are free to do whatever they want to. For example, the migrant ministry, it's just a little example, but the migrant ministry is free now in California to do almost anything they want to, because the people who were putting money into the migrant ministry, who were phonies and who didn't want the migrant ministry to be authentic and helpful to farm workers, have withdrawn their money. So once they withdraw their money, then you don't have to worry about them anymore. You're free. And once you're not afraid of the grower, it's in the same way. Once the grower has withdrawn his money to you, or you withdrawn yourself from him, you're free. And probably the thing that's most unique in the United States today is that there's a very small band of farm workers, very small, really. I would like to introduce the commissar of La Comida. From outer Mongolia.
Now
consider what happens when you transplant that little bit of freedom, just one person, one family, into a city where that freedom is unique. And let me just give the example of Andy and Luming Imutan coming into Baltimore. Just two people and their kids have probably affected 80 to 90% of the people of that city, just two people. But it's not because they're so smart or because they have the technique, it's really because they're free. So it seems to me that what we have to do is just put ourselves into the community and trust. You just have to trust the communities that there are good people there who respond to free people. If we don't trust them and we don't believe there are good people who respond to free people, then if we don't really believe this, then we shouldn't even go. But because you're going to die in the boycott. There are people who have died in the boycott. They're still walking around, but they're dead because they went on the boycott and they really were still tied to Delano and they couldn't break away. They were tied to something. And so they died in the boycott. And the main thing then is to be completely free in that situation, and people respond. And people respond at picket lines, and there'll be a confrontation because people will agree with you because you're free and they want to participate in that freedom. And they'll agree with you, and there'll be confrontation with store managers. And as soon as that confrontation takes place, then people have to decide whether they're standing with the free people or whether they're standing with the slave people. And there'll be enough percentage in every community to stand with the free people in that confrontation, in that polarization that's going to take place, that it'll bring the sales down inevitably in every city.
Lo que está diciendo Jim es que una cosa que nunca nos debemos olvidar es que la gente que puede inspirar a otra gente es una gente liberada, es una gente que ha encontrado la libertad. Esta gente que ha tenido el ánimo y el valor de dejar su sueldo, por ejemplo, es una gente que ha llegado a la libertad porque ya no son esclavos del sueldo. Por ejemplo, a los ministros del campesino que antes recibían dinero de ciertas personas que ya no quisieron darle dinero a esta organización que le estaba ayudando al campesino, que sacaron el dinero. Pero la cosa que pasó es que esos ministros como Jim son liberados porque ya no tienen que estar pensando que pues esa gente ahí nos está dando dinero, pues tenemos que hacer lo que ellos dicen. Entonces ya quitaron su dinero, esos eran personas falsas y ya no están en este asunto. Y también que ha dicho que ahorita un grupo muy chiquito de campesinos están teniendo una influencia muy grande por toda la nación. Por ejemplo, Andy Imutan y su esposa han afectado la vida de más que 80%, entre medio de 80% a 90% de la gente en Baltimore. Y no es porque sean gente de... son gente de... ¿cómo se dice? Que sepan todo lo que se tiene que hacer, porque también hacen errores, son humanos como nosotros aquí. Pero la razón que han tenido una influencia tan grande es porque ellos son personas liberadas. Y que tenemos que tener nosotros la fe que en esta nación se encuentra gente que van a responder a una persona liberada como nosotros. Dice que cuando llegue una persona, un tiempo cuando hay una
confrontación,
van a haber personas bastantes que les vayan a apoyar a ustedes, porque ustedes son personas liberadas. Pero también hizo el punto que hay gente en el boicoteo que está muerta, ha muerto en el boicoteo, aunque todavía están vivos, pero están muertos de alma. La razón por eso es porque muchos que se van todavía tienen raíces tan fuertes en Deleno o en otros lugares que no se pueden liberar. Siempre están pensando que me quiero regresar. No pueden meterse a la causa completamente con todo corazón, porque siempre están pensando de a ver si pueden encontrar alguna razón por qué salirse de la causa. Pues lo que se tiene que hacer es tener la fe, estar completamente liberados, y así pueden irse a una ciudad y decir: aquí me quedo hasta que no haya uva o hasta que se acabe el boicoteo. Aquí me quedo aunque tenga que estar aquí 2 años. Cuando puedan ustedes decir eso muy adentro, que no van a poder venirse cada ratito a visitar gente aquí, que van a tener que estar allá peleando la causa, cuando llegue ese momento verdaderamente son libres.
I just like to add a few words to that, and just to point out what is happening. You know, as we look throughout the country, and we really take a look and we count stores, very few damn stores have taken the grape off. And very few stores have taken the grape off and kept them off. You know, they play the cat and mouse game. They take them off and they put them off. Right now, we're getting more stores to take the grapes off because, well, the damn quality is so bad, you know, they couldn't even sell them. But you wait until this coming summer when the Thompsons come in from Coachella in Arizona. And a lot of them stores are going to have those grapes back there because people, you know, there'll be some people. There'll be a profit. But what has happened, you know, is, and I think this is very important for all of us to consider. What has really happened and why the success of the boycott thus far, and I think it's very successful, the success is not, of course, complete, but it's very successful, is that in our pushing to try to get the stores, the grapes off the stores, we've caused a big ripple. And a lot of people have been affected, and people are not buying grapes. Watch this. I haven't been out in the picket line too often, but every time that I've been, in every city where I've been to and I go to a picket line, a lot of people will say, let me give you an example. Over hey, who's the name of that store in L.A., in the Valley, San Fernando?
Gelson's.
Gelson's. Gelson's. Gelson's. Remember that? Yeah. It's an upper class community. We're picketing. Oh, we had a few guys who came in and ate grapes, you know, but the majority of the people said, look, I'm not eating grapes. These were people driving in foreign sports cars and high-priced cars, and you could tell that they were not poor. And a large number of them were saying, I'm going in, but I'm not buying grapes. And we tried to tell them, well, don't even go into the store. And they would say, well, no, I have to shop here, but I'm not going to buy grapes. And I'm sure that it has happened to most of you, I'm sure.
So it means then that people, that we've got the people, but not the stores, which is very good. It's a very important thing, because if you get the people, the stores can have their grapes there. We don't care if they have them there, although we don't like to see them there. If you got the people, that is a real boycott in its truest sense, when you have the people involved. Uno de los ejemplos que podemos citar como que el boicoteo ha tenido éxito y cómo ha sido que ha llegado ese éxito, aunque no es completo todavía, es de que en nuestros apuros de quitar la uva de las tiendas, no hay muchas tiendas que han quitado la uva, y las que han quitado la uva la vuelven a poner para atrás, y las que han quitado la uva ahorita en estos meses es porque la uva ya está tan perdida que no pueden vender, no hay propina en ella. Pero ustedes espérense que llegue la uva de Arizona y de Coachella, la Thompson, que llegue de vuelta a la marqueta, verán que muchas tiendas que quitaron luego la van a volver a poner. Pero lo que sí hemos visto es de que en nuestros intentos de quitar la uva de las tiendas, mucha gente se ha dado cuenta de la causa. Dicen, por ejemplo, aquí en Los Ángeles, en esa tienda Gelson's, ahí tuve un día ahí un rato, y es una comunidad de la alta. No es gente pobre, miramos que entraban carros nuevos, carros de alto precio, en fin, gente bien vestida. Pues se conoce que es un distrito de gente de altos ingresos. Pero mucha de la gente esa que venía, había un que otro, donde quiera siempre hay dejos que nos compran uvas y las comen enfrente de nosotros. Pero la mayor parte de la gente decía, yo voy a entrar ahí, pero yo no voy a comer uvas. Y eso ha sido por qué ha tenido tanto éxito el boicoteo, es decir, que le hemos llegado a la gente. La gente es la que está decidiendo. Now, it was up to the stores if the boycott if the effectiveness of the boycott was dependent on how many stores were taking the grapes off, the effect would be, it just wouldn't happen. But it's happening, as I said, because of the other. Now, I'm not saying that we should change tactics. Maybe we should. I'm just pointing that out. Then, from that has come another very big... See, it's a cycle. And one thing naturally follows the other one. Because this group of dedicated, liberated people who, you know, who are not afraid and who are willing to make the example Andy Mutan and Lumi, his wife and his family. The example is that how can, you know, one family, you know, create so much havoc on grapes in Baltimore? Well, it's just complete faith, you know. Just sticking with it, you know. And finding, oh, I'm not saying that you can work as hard as the next guy, you can be one-tenth as successful. You have to work, you have to be just plain common horse sense. That's very natural. But the other effect is that, see, once you get a group of people convinced, they convince others. And then once they convince others, it becomes a people's doing. It concerns people, it involves people, so the news media then is interested because it deals with human beings, it deals with people. And once that happens, then the publicity comes. The more publicity you get, more people will stop eating grapes because they never seen a picket line, maybe, but they're stopping because in some places, well, we have some examples, huh? Some places, the mother buys grapes, the manager comes from high school and raises holy hell with them, you know? Because she's got grapes. And so she is afraid to buy grapes because, you know, teenage daughter or son, you know, heard or read something about the boycott and the people in California. And this may be in New York, but she wouldn't give a damn, you know, but her kids, the youth, you know, are pressing her. Or it may be someone went to church and had heard a sermon. The rabbi, the minister, the priest said something about the grapes. In some cases, like for the Jewish holiday, Hanukkah? No. The one where you use grapes?
Yom Kippur.
A good Jewish person here. Sukkot. That's the one. The rabbi just voted, you know, we're not going to use grapes. And there weren't any grapes. And it was made public. So I guess a lot of people just follow that. And it's a never-ending process, you know. One people influence another one, and pretty soon it's just, you know, it's contagious. But it wouldn't be if we went to New York City and said, well, here's $1 million, and we're going to spend $1 million for the whole country on publicity. We're going to buy nice ads, we're going to put a girl, a pretty girl with a bikini, stepping on a grape, you know, something like that. Or use all the sex gimmicks, you know, to get rid of grapes. We wouldn't be able to get rid of grapes. Because it wouldn't be a people thing, you know. And so, I think, you know, that... Now, the last point before we... Okay, announcement. Group two, the cooks.
Right. Let me tell you another thing. Since we have a menu rigged up, and the menu, and the menu is according to what we already bought, and it's going to be carried that way. Now there's going to be a lot of potatoes, I hope, and a lot of beans. So nobody's going to be hungry tonight. Okay. So then, Mrs. Guzman, which she is a professional cook for the Filipino Community Hall. She's going to be the head cook, and she's going to go with all the time to make the food with the group, but she's going to, you know, supervise. Okay? Digo que ya hicimos un menú, ¿cómo se dice menú en español? Menudo.
No, no se simple.
Una carta. Una carta para lo que vamos a comer. Y como la señora Guzmán es la que era la cocinera ahí en el Filipino Hall, ella va a estar encargada. Cada grupo va a ir ella como la head chief o la chef. La supervisora de la comida. Ella va a decir qué tanto se hace, dónde.
La maestra, okay,
la maestra. Y ya hay mucha comida ahí que trajimos, pero no usen nomás otra aquí. Se tiene que usar lo que dice el niño, si no, vamos a salir cortos al fin de la tarde, de mañana. Ok, grupo 2, la señora Guzmán.
I know. I'd like to tell you, Mrs. Guzman got her diploma. She served her apprenticeship at the Manila Hanging Gardens, otherwise known as the Filipino Strike Kitchen. No.
César estaba hablando de que acerca de la otra vez la importancia de la gente. Estuvo diciendo que al envolver la gente en nuestra causa, esto ha traído publicidad. La publicidad trae más gente y más gente trae más publicidad. Y luego digo, por ejemplo, hay gente que nunca ha visto una línea de guardia, pero no están comiendo uva. La razón por eso es que algunos, por ejemplo, a veces han oído sermones en una iglesia donde el sacerdote o ministro ha hablado acerca de la huelga y nuestra causa, el boicoteo. O, por ejemplo, los jóvenes, los estudiantes que están nos están apoyando en las líneas de guardia y todo eso, cuando se van a sus hogares y sus padres compran uvas o algo así, pues se levantan una tormenta en el hogar. Pues de ese modo, mucha gente está sintiendo la influencia del boicoteo. Dice que, por ejemplo, podríamos saber, si tuviéramos $1,000,000 para gastar sobre el boicoteo. Dice, por ejemplo, para agarrar páginas grandes así en periódicos donde tenemos una mujer bonita que está pisando una uva o algo así, dice que esto no nos iba a traer éxito. que nomás viene el éxito y el triunfo cuando gente liberada, gente que está liberada, puede hablar con otra gente y esa gente responde a la gente liberada.
Honestamente, vamos a tener a una fiestecita a la noche igual.
La noche vamos a tener una misa del Micro Ministry. Micro Ministry da por usted wine. Traje 3 galones de wine. Oh. Yeah.
No! No!
Did they buy it? What's given?
What's that? I can't hear. Wait a minute. What kind of wine is it? Because I'm not going to drink any scab wine.
He bought it.
Well, let me put it this way. Brother Sahabi was the one that bought it, so I don't know what it is.
Well, if it's scab wine, I don't think we should drink it.
Sisu.
Sisu.
Sisu. Sisu. At the time, they were going to make up things and pick it up.
What is the brand a secret?
It doesn't have a brand.
No, it doesn't have a brand.
I don't think it's got. I think it's homemade.
Let me tell you about homemade wine. My brother, out back there, about 4 years ago, went and did a job for a grower, and he saw some. We helped remodel the house or something, and he saw four or five Concord grape. We don't have that in Delano, but you know, a few. So he traded his work for the grapes. I said, sure, we can have them. We got the grapes and got his friend. Both of them are outdoorsmen. They hunt and they fish and so forth. But they were gonna try their luck at.
Brothers and sisters, we have gotten, I'm sorry to say, Union Made Wine.
So they made, they took their shoes off and they put the grapes in a big tub and they roll their pants up and they, you know, just jump on the grape. And they said that's the way the Italians make it. I don't know if it's true, but then that's what they did. And while they were doing the wine, they had a bottle of wine they bought at the store and they were having a little sip, you know, to sort of keep them going. But anyway, they made the wine and then several months later, the great occasion came. He invited me to his home to have a taste of his homemade wine. And I didn't know, so he sent me this little a cup of wine. And so they were talking, and so I took a sip, and I told my sister-in-law, you made a mistake. And she said, what? You gave me the vinegar. So anyway,
I got an announcement to make. I just put the bottle away from Father Dave.
Damn it.
A number of todos los artistas de España que han firmado, a number of todos los artistas que cooperen para nuestra causa también.
Hacerle una apelación.
Ajá, que han firmado a nombre de los revistas.
¿A todos los trabajadores, dice usted?
No, a la compañía.
Oh, que cooperen.
Ajá.
¿Están un poco de wine o qué?
Seguro.
Brother Rivera wants us to go to the companies that sign contracts with us, the wine companies, and ask them to cooperate by donating some wine to these Rikers. Where does that come from? He says that that he's against that idea because they'll get all of us drunk and then we'll lose the cause. And if we're drunk when the Red Ocean comes, it's going to be a mess. You anything to say?
That's it.
Algo, todavía no está, it's not ready yet.
I know.
Algo, que alguien quiere, tiene algo que decir? Diga.
César, el señor que, de color que vino para acá a visitarnos, yo creo, ¿por qué no le decíamos que se siente, que tome asiento? Está parado ahí en la puerta, ¿ok?
Brother Seabrooks, Brother Serna is asking you, please take a seat if you want to sit down. Brother Seabrooks is with the CBS, a very important initials to us.
CBS what?
CBS. Careful.
That's Canadian Broadcasting.
They are working now on a documentary, a whole 60-minute documentary.
Wow.
On the boycott, mostly.
Is it going to be donated to us?
It's going to be donated to all the people in the country and all over the world, I hope. But anyway, could you tell us a little bit what you're going to be doing tomorrow? So we won't be, most of us are very camera shy. Why don't you come up front, please? He's going to be shooting a film. Mortalizing people, not killing people.
So just briefly, we hope that we won't get in, you know, your way tomorrow. But the television people certainly have a habit of really making nuisances of themselves. So you, please forgive me and forgive, you know, my camera crew if we do get, you know, get in your way. But primarily, what we'd like to capture tomorrow. As a matter of fact, I'm really sorry that really the cameras aren't here today. You know. The little bit that I've seen of the meeting today, the spirit that I've seen, I certainly would have loved to have captured that today, but I'm certain that the same spirit will be with you tomorrow.
A little wine.
But primarily what I'd like to do tomorrow, the families that are going out on the boycott for the first time, I would like to kind of capture the feeling which is surrounding these families in terms of the preparation, say, of these families going out to meet the unknown, so to speak. I gather that the majority of these families who are going out are going to these cities for the first time. Is that so what I'd like to to capture is the preparation, say, that goes into sending these families out.
How are you going to film the butterflies in our stomach?
Follow the camera.
Well, that's going to be kind of, I guess, kind of difficult to do, but we certainly would like to. I'm certain it'll come across.
Yeah,
yes.
I've heard that you said
Yeah.
The unfortunate thing is the fact that I'm supposed to be impartial. but you've given my, you know, my own emotions away. My feelings away.
Are you going to go down to see the growers?
Well, I hope that I don't have that assignment.
That's good.
I'm one of those people who believe that there isn't necessarily two sides to each issue. I might also say the fact that I'm speaking just, you know, for myself. Now, I don't know what you're any other questions?
I thought happened to the last man who was here from
TV. you must feel that you already know the fact why the farm workers are fighting, because maybe you have suffered before, right?
I'm sorry.
I say, you feel this way now, emotionally, because of the farm workers, to support them, is because you have suffered before,
well,
right?
Certainly farm workers or any kind of oppressed people are certainly my concern. Just taking one look at me, I certainly, haven't been a free man, so that, there certainly is a lot of truth in what you say.
Because I have lived with a black minority group, and I have the feeling of them, and I sympathize with them because I have seen a lot of things that have happened to them, and that's the way I feel. That's the reason why I ask you that question.
Any other questions? Well, we're not quite certain. There's a lot that goes into making a film. We don't want to just take film and rush back to New York and put it on here next week. There's a lot of thought which goes into this film, really, to make it much more effective. So I really can't.
Two more questions and then, okay, man.
Okay, can you give us some ideas on what we can do about getting more publicity?
Why CBS? That's the only other way.
We have a recording here. I'll tell you in private.
We'll stop the recording.